The Sprint study is now recommending 120 for people over 50 with hypertension.
The SPRINT study, or the systolic pressure intervention trial, was designed to determine whether or not lowering the blood pressure to less than 120 systolic versus keeping it just below 140 would reduce the risks of cardiovascular events in people who were at higher risk for cardiovascular events. And those included older people, people who had a pre-existing cardiovascular event except for stroke, meaning heart attacks or heart failure, people who have chronic kidney disease, or people who are very high risk according to certain risk scores. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute, when they saw the results from the committee that monitors the trial, they felt that those who were randomized to the systolic blood pressure of less than 120 had a 30% lower rate of cardiovascular events. Not only that, there was a 25% lower all-cause mortality. In other words, death from other causes. We need time to get into some more of the nitty-gritty details of the study, because there may be some patients where it's very clear that we really should get their blood pressure down below 120, but there may be some people where we want to be cautious about that, and those some people could include some of the elderly.
In many of these cases, though, people you were testing or looking at, they were on medication. So how did you then get them down to 120?
The way we did this was to add medications to whatever they were taking or adjust the medications that they were taking.
Because the thing I'm a bit confused about is if you're talking with people who were already on medication for hypertension, was it not working for them?
It's possible that the medication they were on was not working for them. It's also possible that they weren't as compliant or as adherent with their medication as, you know, they ought to be.
So what should we take from this?
Right. So the first thing is that we now know that if you do lower the blood pressure with medication to less than 120, overall, it improves the outcomes of patients with hypertension. The second thing is that it appears that the low blood pressure seems to benefit the elderly population as well. There are concerns about lowering blood pressure to less than 120 in elderly people because they tend to have more stiff circulation, and there's always concern about whether they will tolerate a blood pressure of that level. And that's one of the things that we'll need a lot more detail from the study than we currently have to assess.
I'm guessing, though, the other thing in this is probably just to get people to be more aware about blood pressure to begin with.
You know, it's estimated that more than 60 million people in the United States have hypertension, and hypertension can be associated with strokes and heart attacks and kidney failure. These things can be very debilitating or fatal.
What should we all be doing to keep our blood pressure in check?
One is check the blood pressure. You can get it checked just about anywhere. Excessive amount of salt in the diet is something that we should be considering. Whole grains, fresh fruits, and vegetables tend to be associated with lower blood pressure. People who are overweight or obese tend to have higher blood pressure.
Dr. Toto, thank you for being with me.
Thank you, Sam.